Joining me on the line right now is Adam Testa's favorite wrestler, Pro Wrestling Collision superstar, Wrestling is Intense superstar, future Chikara superstar, Alex Castle's on the line. Alex, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great right now. I'm sitting in a massage chair about to get a pedicure, so that makes me, I'm sure that makes me the most masculine wrestler you've had on here in a while.
The most masculine wrestler, let me tell you.
I can tell you that this is on Adam Testa's dime. I'm using specifically money earmarked that he paid me at the last Collision show to get this done, so.
Excellent. That's what we like to hear. So let's talk about Wrestling is Intense. Of course, there are a number of different Wrestling is franchises, and Wrestling is Intense is sort of going to be do its own little thing with some different wrestlers, a lot of focus on, you know, some of the Midwest guys. And why don't you talk a little bit about the opportunity that Wrestling is Intense presents for you?
Well, I mean, obviously it's a huge opportunity for us. There's people on that show that, you know, I've never had a chance to really work with, like, you know, obviously, you know, Gangrel, but normal, you know, people on the roster, like the Ice Creams and, you know, Juan Francisco de Coronado and the Thunder Frog and, you know, people like that that, you know, aren't exactly prevalent, I guess, in the Midwest. You know, they're not on a lot of shows and on until some of these Wrestling Is shows started happening. You know, these are people I'd never met. But it's exciting. You know, like, it's definitely a lot of people that I'd like to work with. So.
And for the information on this, it's WIINTENSE.com. So it's not WrestlingIsIntense.com, but there's where you can find all of the information. And the first show is going to take place on May the 17th, 2013, the night before Chikara's Tag World Grand Prix in Chicago. It is pronounced Robinson, Illinois, correct?
Robinson.
Okay, it is Robinson, Illinois. So it's going to be at the Robinson Community Center, 300 South Lincoln Street in Robinson, Illinois. Bell time is 7:30. Front row tickets, $15. And if you have a kid, you get in absolutely free with a paying adult. So why don't you talk about some of the work that has gone into putting this show together, and any thoughts on a couple of the matches? Obviously, you're involved in a very interesting match, but we'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah, you know, it's been a lot of work, a lot of handing out flyers and you know, going to businesses and just, you know, trying to get people on board with it. Actually, there's a pizza place in that it's not Robinson, but it's all along the town that's right next door that put up our flyers and has been handing out little handbills for the show with all of their deliveries. So that was cool. It's nice to have that support. We're going to be doing some radio stuff next week with the local Robinson radio. I think it's WTAYWTYE. So a lot of that and a lot of, I think, Matt Cage going out in the middle of the night putting flyers on cars, looking like a hoodlum.
But do you feel like it's important to really pound the pavement and do these sorts of things?
Yeah, I mean, I think that like little stuff, like the the pizza place doing that, I think is huge. Yeah, especially if it's not like there's gonna be plenty of people in the town of Robinson that know, but you know, the next town over, you know, maybe not so much. And another thing is like we did have a press release sent out to, you know, all of the papers in the area, and actually just today I did an interview with the Daily Eastern News, the college newspaper in the town that I work in, the place where I went to school, also the place where Angela Flame goes to school. So they're going to be interviewing her as well. But yeah, I think that's definitely important. I mean, so many shows you go to and you show up and there's, you know, 20 people in the crowd and the promoters are like, well, why isn't anybody here? Well, you didn't tell them that, you know, you were having a show. Why would they know? Why would you expect them to show up?
Certainly. And, you know, I think it is important, and I think that you raise a lot of important issues with, as it relates to independent wrestling and sort of, you know, doing that groundwork, that local promotion. I think it's one thing to have the Twitters and the Facebooks, and that's great free promotion. And, you know, obviously you guys have that as well, and Wrestling Is Intense, and all the Wrestling Is companies sort of have that online presence. But I think it's another thing to really go out there and do the local promotion.
Right. Yeah, I think too many people think, like, oh, we sent out a Facebook invite, people will come. It's like, I don't know, especially, like, Robinson's a small town, and, like, all the towns around are small, you know, and it's not as if everybody there is on Facebook every day or even at all, you know. Like, we're halfway between probably, we're a couple hours from Indy, a couple hours from Chicago, and, you know, a couple hours from St. Louis. It's like three big areas that don't get to see, you know, some of these people a lot, if ever. You know, like the Chikara guys that are going to be around aren't, you know, Chikara doesn't do too many shows in the Midwest, so it's not, you know, every day that they get a chance to see these people. And the internet's, you know, good for letting those people know, but for the local people, the ones that are, you know, I feel like are going to be the ones to pack the place, you know, we have to do more.
So why don't we get to the actual card, Alex? You get to live. Do you feel like you're getting to live a dream by wrestling both Gangrel and Los Ice Creams?
Los Ice Creams are legitimately like one of my dream matches. There's a few of the dream matches that, like, I think it was on Twitter. It's been a while, but it's been a couple of years now. But like, I'm a huge fan of Chikara. And, like, I had a list of, like, my dream matches, you know, and almost all of those teams are Chikara teams. So getting to be in the ring with Los Ice Creams is pretty awesome. And then Gangrel is, like, it's so weird and awesome, you know? Like, it's cool to be on shows with some of these people. But, like, you know, if you get to wrestle somebody who's, like, you know, been on TV or, you know, been to the WWE and who is, like, somebody that if I told, you know, the people I went to high school with, you know, hey, I'm wrestling Gangrel, like, they would know who that was. Whereas some of the other, you know, if I wrestle a big-name indie person, they don't necessarily know who that is. I can remember being in high school and, like, everybody, like, all my friends were into wrestling and everybody liked Gangrel's theme music. Like, that was one of the things, like, when that, just the WWE, the music CD came up and had that on there. We all had to have it. We'd be, like, riding around in the car listening to that. So it's kind of weird to be, you know, wrestling him after that. Or after having his action figure. You know, I think I still have it. So definitely weird, but pretty awesome.
And obviously you mentioned being a big fan of Chikara. And, you know, obviously guys who have appeared in Chikara also going to be on this show, Darren Corbin and Eric Cannon. They're going to be taking on a team that, you know, I've been a big fan of ever since I first saw the SOR Class Wars. That would be Reed Bentley and Trip Cassidy. And obviously, we're going to talk a little bit about Reed and your partnership a little bit later, but AC/DC versus the League is obviously a match that I think a lot of people are looking forward to simply because of, obviously, what the League has done and what Cannon and Corbin have done in their careers.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen, you know, I know Trip Cassidy, obviously I know Bentley. I haven't seen a ton of their stuff as a team. I saw their match at National Pro Wrestling Day, and I've seen, you know, quite a bit of them as a singles. I think actually Cage and I wrestled them a year and a half, 2 years ago maybe, at a B1W show. And then, you know, Cannon and Corbin, we've been in the ring with several times, and I think that, you know, Eric Cannon's kind of my hero in wrestling right now. Like, I wish I could be Eric Cannon when I grew up, even though he's only, like, a year older than me or something.
Oh, no.
I've learned a lot from Cannon, I totally credit the matches that Cage and I had with Cannon and Corbin as being like when I feel like we got kind of good as a tag team. Like we learned so much from being in the ring with them. So I think, you know, this match ought to be good. I don't know if I want to pick a winner though.
I won't put you on the spot. I'm not going to ask you that. It's like choosing your favorite kid. That's just an unfair question, so I won't ask.
I'll tell you this. I'm pulling for the Thunder Frog.
The Thunder Frog is wrestling Juan Francisco de Coronado, and the Estonian Thunder Frog is taking the wrestling world by storm with his big hammer and everything that he's done. So obviously he's going to be a big part of this show as well, and has been a big part of all of the different Wrestling Is companies. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, we got the chance to meet the Thunder Frog at the Wrestling Is Heart show a couple weeks back, and he's like one of my favorite people. He's just seemed like the nicest amphibian I know, I guess. but yeah, I'm pulling for him. Juan Francisco de Coronado seems like a kind of a jerk from what I've seen. And him and his manservant.
Absolutely. So, this is a big weekend for you. Obviously, with Wrestling Is Intense making its debut, but you mentioned being a big Chikara fan. So, I have to imagine that teaming with Matt Cage, your partner, the Kentucky Buffet. I have to imagine that this is like a dream come true for you to be a part of Tag World Grand Prix.
For sure. It's something that, like I've said this a lot of times, and I really mean this. Like, when I got into wrestling, I never felt like I was, I've loved indie wrestling, but I never felt like I was the kind of guy who was, and this has kind of changed, I guess, how I feel since then, but, you know, I never felt like I was the kind of guy who was going to be able to be, like, in PWG or, like, in ROH. Like, I wasn't at that time. I guess it was a little different landscape, and like I didn't feel like I was the kind of kick you in the face, head droppy kind of wrestler that was ever going to fit in at a place like that. But like, I've always loved Chikara. Just, I think, you know, it's silly and it's fun, and that was like some place that I thought, like, you know, I might not be good at getting dumped on my head for 40 minutes a night, but like, I think I could definitely go out there and have fun with, you know, throwbacks or ice creams, or like the Roughnecks was one that I really, you know, that was one on my list of dream matches, Grizz and Brody. So it's definitely a dream come true, legit, to, you know, just to be in that ring, let alone, you know, for something as big as Tag World. So I when they announced the Tag World, I tweeted that day, forever ago, we had done, you know, hashtag TOK for KOT, like we wanted to be in King of Trios, and you know, that obviously didn't happen, but as soon as they announced Tag World, like, I tweeted that night, and I was like, so, KYB for TGWP, and then a bunch of people, like, made fun of me for it, and then, you know, when they announced it for Tag World, I wanted to be like, well, don't you look silly now? So,
why is it that you feel that here in 2013 you're finally getting an opportunity to wrestle in Chikara?
I don't know. Like, I think a big part of it is just the, you know, the exposure, and just, you know, you got to be seen by the right people. A couple months back, we did a show for Beyond and did a clinic with Mike Quackenbush. And so, you know, I think that was like the first time that he'd ever gotten to see us wrestle. So I don't know, maybe that had something to do with it. But I definitely think it's, you know, building the name and, you know, getting seen by the right people. And so hopefully we were just in the right place at the right time, and, you know, things happened.
And why don't you talk about what is it about Matt Cage that you want to tag team up with this guy in promotions like Wrestling Is Intense? And, you know, you guys have teamed up all over the Midwest and around the country. And, you know, I think when people first see you, they might not see why is it that these two guys would be a team. So why, what makes you and Matt Cage good together.
Yeah, I mean, I could definitely see looking at us that you might not see how it fits. But anybody who's spent any period of time around us can tell, like, it's weird. He's like my brother, kind of. And I've only really known him for, you know, 4 or 5 years now, I think. But he really is like a brother to me. If you've ever, like, anyone who's ever ridden with us in the car and there's, like, we finish each other's sentences a lot of times, or, like, we say things at the same time. So if you're ever around us and you hear us, like, say something at the same time, and we always end up then turning and looking at each other and saying, tag team. And we end up doing that at the same time also, so it's weird. But I don't know, like, I've been part of a lot of tag teams. Like, I consider, like, that's kind of my thing, I guess. Like, I wanted to be kind of like Arn Anderson, where, like, you could put him in a tag team with anybody, and it was going to be good, you know? And that's kind of what I wanted. But Matt Cage has been, like, the best partner that I've had. You know, we have real good chemistry, and I think we kind of have from the beginning. Even our original matches, while the matches weren't that good, you know, our timing as a team, I think, was always good, and we've always worked really well together, whether it's in the ring or, like, when we were doing All You Can Eat, you know, that kind of stuff. I think we just work well together.
And obviously, as a tag team, you know, there's so few tag teams now, even in independent wrestling, you know, guys that team up in multiple companies. So would you say that wrestling a team like the Young Bucks, you know, would you say that's sort of the dream at this point?
It is. Yeah, it is for sure my dream. That is the number one match on my dream match list. I've said that to Matt Jackson, as embarrassing as that might have been. There was a time where we really thought the match was going to happen. And then it kind of fell apart, but, yeah, I'm hoping to make that match happen, whether it's, you know, at Tag World, you know, fingers crossed, or somewhere else, anywhere. Like, that's the number one match that I want.
So the Tag World Grand Prix, it is two shows in one day, Saturday, May 18th. In Chicago, both myself and Kevin Ford will be there, so you get to meet the man behind the Chikara Special website too.
And we finally get to meet Leonard F. Chikara.
An exciting day for you all around then.
Yeah.
So that is at the Logan Square Auditorium, 2539 North Kedzie Boulevard, in Chicago, Illinois. The bell time for the first show is 1 p.m. The bell time for the evening show is 7 p.m. So it's a big day for you, and you know, do you feel sort of pressure on this? You know, what if this goes well? What if this doesn't? You know, what are you thinking about going into the Tag World Grand Prix as far as, you know, getting more opportunities?
I would say there's a ton of pressure. I mean, probably for any of the teams in there. And it's something like, since they announced it, I try not to be a negative person, but, like, when something this good happens, I'm like, oh, man, what is going to go wrong before that? You know, like, I have a history of bad things happening when I go to Chicago. Like, last time, I had to get a new alternator for my car. That was, like, a couple months ago. But I've just been like, oh, man, like, what's going to happen? Like, every match I have between now and then is like, okay, don't get hurt. Obviously, I don't want to get hurt any time, but especially now, you know. And, like, that weekend, we have four, potentially five, if we do good, I guess, five shows that weekend. We've got the Wrestling is Intense on Friday, potentially the two Chikara shows on Saturday, and then Sunday we've got the Wrestling is Heart Vanguard doubleheader. So it's the most shows I've had in a weekend, maybe ever. I don't think I've ever had that many, and definitely the most exposure we've ever had. So I know that building in Chicago is going to be packed, and I know that, you know, we have to impress. So a lot of pressure, and I will be unbearable to deal with. Matt Cage is going to hate me by the end of that day. Angela Slane is really going to hate me by then. She's so tired of hearing me talk about Chikara and watch Chikara and study tape and all this. If she never had to hear me say Chikara ever again, it'll be too soon. But she'll live.
What a great relationship you two have. If you're interested, yeah, go to This Is a Travesty and Angela Slane, and they can follow all of your hijinks and adventures.
Right. Yes. And the adventures of our dogs, one of which just chewed up the power cable to Angela Slane's laptop today.
I bet that went over real well.
Yeah. I said some words that I don't really like to say on your podcast.
Fair enough. Trying to keep it clean, trying to keep it nice. Wrestling Is Hard is going to be running in Plainfield, Illinois, 16300 South Lincoln Highway, and that will be a special 1 p.m. bell time. And your match has not been advertised yet, so we're not going to talk about it, but you are scheduled to appear with a number of other Wrestling Is Hard guys, and Dale Patricks, Heidi Lovelace, Satterine, Reed Bentley, Eric Cannon, Trip Cassidy, Billy Rock, all scheduled to be there.
Yes, I'm disappointed. I was hoping you knew what my match was going to be so that I could, you know, get prepared.
Sorry, if it's not on the website...
You have the inside information for me. I got nothing here.
Hey, I let the talents... I will let you go on the record with it. I sure hope so.
It's a deal breaker. I love the Thunder Frog, but Jervis was one of my favorite people also at the Wrestling Is Hard show. I wish that he could be on every show that I'm on.
So I guess what I want to ask you next is, you know, you mentioned being a Chikara fan, and, you know, if anyone follows you on Twitter, they know that you made a big purchase from Smart Mark Video, buying some AEW and WXW. How important is it for you to sort of keep track with what's going on in independent wrestling and follow some of these companies?
I think that's super important, and I think that a lot of people kind of don't think that or don't treat it like it's a big deal. Like, if you saw my wrestling collection, it's insane. Like, I recently, the month before this one, I think the last time Smart Mark had a sale, I bought the five newest Chikara shows, the one from this year. It's like I've got all the rest of them, and it may be, I'm not caught up, I'm several months behind on those and other companies, but, like, you know, I have all the Chikara shows, I have all but, I think maybe five of the newest Ring of Honor shows, and then there's, like, five of them, I think, that have been out of print since I started watching it in 05 that I've just never been able to get, and, like, some of them were out of print, and I got them off eBay and paid ungodly amounts of money for. I try to stay caught up on, you know, I have all the PWG, I'm caught up on CZW, I think, till the end of last year anyway. I got a bunch of DVDs for Christmas, so, and now I'm caught up, not caught up on watching, but at least I have all the AAW DVDs to current. So I think it's important to see, like, me and Cage and, you know, Angelus and Christian Rose, kind of, if you hear us talk about the hotness, and, like, it's like, what's the hot thing in wrestling now? Like, you know, for a minute it was, you know, Pump Kick, or it was Apron Enziguri, or it was, you know, Hangman this, or Avalanche this, or whatever. You know, I think it's, like, important to stay current on, like, what's the hot thing now? Because I don't necessarily want to do that in my match. Like, maybe I do if I'm in front of the right people, I guess, but, you know, I think it's important to see what other people are doing so that you're not the same as anybody else, and so that you're not, you know, behind. If I'm still doing Pump Kicks and the new thing is, you know, I don't know what the new thing is, that Harlem Sidekick that Booker T does, then that's no good. You know, I gotta be up on the times. So I try to watch everything and just stay current and know who people are too. You know, like, there's people now that are could have used somebody like ACH or Michael Elgin, you know, could have used them 2 years ago, and they were good then, but people didn't use them because they didn't necessarily know who they are. Now they're probably like, man, I could have got in on the ground floor of that. So I think it's important, and I don't think people pay enough attention to it. People, so many indie wrestlers don't watch indie wrestling or don't watch wrestling at all. I'm like, well, how do you live? I don't know. I don't get it.
If you savor your spine, don't do anything AR Fox does.
Yeah. Yeah, the Dragon Gate weekend that I went to was last summer when they were in Chicago and Detroit, and he did this that thing that he does to the like inverted 450 or whatever.
I think he calls it low main rain.
Okay, that he did that, and God, I've never seen anyone hit concrete harder than that. And then that was on Saturday, I think, and on Sunday, then he hit the apron on the way down and then hit the concrete, and Jesus, it's just, I don't do flips. I might be more popular if I did, but man, I just, my health.
I was going to ask if you saw what he did at Evolve 19, but I don't think a lot of people saw what he did at Evolve 19, so.
That's
the WrestleMania show where he like took a bump on the concrete and was, it was disgusting. Yeah, it made a disgusting noise.
I actually saw that whole show. Well, I won't say that. I think I saw most of that show until the very end. I didn't get to see the main event, and I think I don't know if my feet cut out or I had to leave, or I don't remember exactly what it was. But yeah, I didn't get to see that. I've seen him do some stuff though, like. That I think it was him and Sammy. I don't know if it was at CZW or Evolve, where he did the front flip dive, and Sammy pulled the guardrail out, and he just front flipped onto the concrete. That was insane. Fox is out of his mind.
So we're going to shift gears here and talk about a show that we are both going to be at, and I'll be commentating your match, but I promise to be unbiased, as I always am. Pro Wrestling Collision, which takes place May the 25th at the Boys and Girls Club in Carbondale, Illinois. And what are your thoughts on getting a chance to team up with Reed Bentley and wrestling Ace and Espy?
I mean, I've kind of said already what I think of Ace and Espy. They were given those tag titles, and to me, that says enough. Like, I don't, you know, if they're your champions, then I don't think very much of your company, which is, you know, what I think of Collision. I don't think very highly of Adam Testa and what he's doing as, you know, whatever he'll say that his job title is. I don't think of him, and I think he's a big SVNA still have those belts, but they may not have them long. So I guess we'll find out.
So what is it about Reed Bentley that, you know, you've decided to team up with him in Collision, and your tag team name is the Gentleman Broncos. So why don't you talk about why Reed Bentley and why the team name?
I can tell you I didn't even know that was our team name. That is all Reed Bentley. I don't know where that came from. I know there's a movie called Gentleman Broncos.
I did not mean to put you on the spot, but that's what he told me to call it on commentary, so...
Oh, well, that's fine. See, I feel like we should have been Beard and Butter, but... because I'm so smooth. Is that the worst joke you've ever had on the podcast?
We've had some bad ones. That'll definitely be in the top 10, though.
Okay, cool. Because I was trying. If you hear me like scream or something, I'm currently getting carved on at this salon place on my feet. Bentley was my pick for a tag team partner because if you watched the match he had with Mikey McFinnigan, or like if you watched his match at National Pro Wrestling Day with the tag match with Heidi, like, he's just vicious, and it doesn't matter who it is. I mean, he was killing that poor girl. So, you know, if he can do that to her, then I feel like, you know, she's probably tougher than Ace Hawkins. So, that's what I need. You know, that's what I need in a partner. So.
And obviously that show again at the Boys and Girls Club of Carbondale Pro Wrestling Collision. You could see possibly Alex Castle and Reed Bentley win the Collision Tag Team titles. There's going to be a triple threat match for the heavyweight title as well. A four-way for the No Limits title. We're going to be talking a lot more about that on Pro Wrestling Ponderings in the very near future. And obviously your goal is to win the tag belts so you can continue to troll poor Adam Testa.
Yeah, exactly. I want to ruin his life as best I can.
So any other future dates or anything else that you would like to mention before we get out of here?
This weekend we'll be at 3XW, and every time I go to talk, Angel Slane turns to me and tells me what to say, like I don't know where I'm going. We're going to 3XW in Huron, South Dakota.
South Dakota, that'll be fun.
He says it's a men's expo, so I don't know what that means. I just know where I'm going, and I know that, or actually I don't know, but I believe Cage and I are teaming, and Reed Bentley and Christian Rose and Angel Slane are also heading up there with us.
So that'll be a lot of fun. Anything else?
Yeah. What else? The night before Collision, we're in Nashville. For Nashville Pro, so that's—I don't think I've ever actually wrestled in Tennessee. I did a Bret Hart seminar in Tennessee, but so this month I'm adding some new states. Several this year, actually. We did Pennsylvania, and now we're going to do South Dakota. We'll do Tennessee and some others. That Angela Slane is motioning that she wants the phone. She wants to say something to you. I don't know what it is. So
oh no!
I don't know what it is. Here she is.
Oh boy.
Hello.
Hi, Angelus. How's it going?
Good. I just wanted to give more information on the show that we are on this weekend. It is the South Dakota State Fair 2013 Men's Expo. It's a guy thing, is their catchphrase. And it is a 3XW wrestling show that features Hacksaw Jim Duggan, plus a bunch of other 3XW superstars. And I also just wanted to say that you can meet the ladies of 3X Wrestling at 5 p.m. in the Family Living Center, and that will be myself and Miss Natural. So I just wanted, in case anyone was listening in South Dakota and wondered, hey, where can I catch good wrestling this weekend, you can just go to the 2013 Men's Expo, and you'll see some awesome 3X Wrestling action and the return of the Kentucky Buffet to 3XW.
And you could also go to Smart Mark Video and go to buy AIW's Gauntlet for the Gold to see your match with Addy Starr as well.
You can. I have seen my full match against Addy Starr after, just dogging management to finally get it to me. And it is a travesty, no pun intended, since you're interviewing Alex Castle, that I lost that match. But yes, that is on sale at Smart Mark Video. That was for the Gold 8. And also Girls Night Out 8 is still on sale as well. But I will give you back Alex Castle so I don't hijack his podcast. Although being his girlfriend, I have rights to do that.
Wow. At least we know who's in control of this relationship.
I heard that.
I wasn't trying to hide it, believe me.
Yeah, okay, good. Yeah, so that's this weekend. And what else is coming up? Nothing else this month, I don't think. Next month we have the beginning of next month is Dreamwave, usually the first weekend of every month, but Friday night it's I'm going to be bad with this. I want to say it's the 7th.
Possibly the 6th. Yes, the 7th, because that's my birthday. That's my birthday.
Friday, so. And then the 8th. And the 8th is actually at the Knights of Columbus in LaSalle, and Jake the Snake Roberts and Diamond Dallas Page are going to be there. So this last weekend they had Buff Bagwell, and I got to wear Buff Bagwell's hat. So
a clear career highlight for you, sir.
Right? Those of you following me on Instagram already do that.
All right. So before we let you go, of course, you can plug your Twitter, your Facebook. How can people get in contact with you and follow your wonderful rivalry with Adam Testa, as well as your interactions with Miss Angela Slane?
Yeah, my Twitter, actually, let me think there. I think almost everything is the same. My Twitter, my Tumblr, my Snapchat, what else? Instagram. They're all, this is a travesty, one word. And then I have a Facebook fan page. Then there's a Kentucky Buffet fan page. But if you need to get a hold of me in some other way or whatever, or for bookings, I'm alexcastwrestling@gmail.com. So,
all right.
I'm on all the time.
We will definitely have you go on again in the near future, but good luck with everything. Hopefully this trip to Chicago is significantly better than the others, and we look forward to seeing you at the Tag World Grand Prix.
All right, thank you. We'll see you there.
Have a good night.
You too. Bye.